I've been a bit distracted during the course of news. Sorry, Ellie, and that's because there is a very, very new little baby sitting in the studio this morning. So let's get to the reasons why. As you heard earlier, Tasmania is now a step closer to becoming the third Australian state to legalise voluntary assisted dying. After an emotional and lengthy debate that ran over a series of months, the bill tabled by Mersey Independent MP Mike Gaffney passed the upper house yesterday. It's the first time legislation like that has gone through either House of Parliament in Tasmania. You'll remember that there had been three previous attempts. We also understand that it may well be the world's first unanimous vote to endorse voluntary assisted dying in any house of any parliament where this issue has been considered. Back in January this year, which feels like an eternity ago, the morning's program introduced you to Jackie and Natalie Gray. They made a promise to their mum, Diane, who died a very painful death last year, to campaign for voluntary assisted dying legislation to be introduced in this state. It was an emotional chat. They founded a group called Your Choice Tasmania. They tabled the biggest e-petition in Tasmanian history, and they watched on through every single day that voluntary assisted dying legislation was debated in the state's legislative council. And they were there for yesterday's historic vote. Jackie and Natalie join me in the studio this morning. Jackie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon.
And Natalie, good morning to you.
Hello.
And can you introduce us to our new little friend in the studio this morning?
We've brought with us little Tilly Diane Gray this morning, who was born on Friday.
Born on Friday. Tilly, yes. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday,
so
Tuesday.
So she's almost Wednesday. 5 days old.
Almost 5 days old.
Mm.
And all through your pregnancy, you were spending every day that voluntary assisted dying legislation was being debated in the LegCo, watching on from the gallery.
I was, yes, and Jackie had to listen to me whinge day in, day out, but we did that. We sat there and we made it through.
You'd be a pretty good gopher. Why did you decide to make the commitment, Jackie, to sit every single day and watch this be debated?
I think it was really important for us to be there to with the voices, not just of our mum, but of the Tasmanians who didn't have the choice to access voluntary assisted dying. We are the voice of the Tasmanian families who have been left behind after witnessing incredible suffering from their loved ones. So we wanted to represent Tasmania and represent those special people who obviously can't be there to be the voice anymore.
After the debate, after the amendments being debated, how did it feel yesterday when it came down to the vote?
It was incredible. In fact, it was actually quite an anti-climax moment because we expected there to be some form of uproar or cheer at the end, but obviously the process of Parliament is not for that to happen. So we were sitting there holding hands, sort of looking around, and I turned around to Mike's assistant, Bonnie, behind us, and I said to her, why are people getting up and walking out? Like, what's happening? Is this being delayed? And she said, no, it's passed. And I said, but nobody voted no. And she said, I know, it was a unanimous vote. And so we kind of got up and we're just this like euphoric moment of just taking in that we just witnessed history.
Mm. Witnessed history, indeed. How did you feel, Natalie, when the vote was taken yesterday?
Similar to Jackie, but we were very shocked and very confused initially when we walked out and realised that the media were there all taking photos. It was quite overwhelming.
So now we're in an interesting phase, as Emily Baker explained some of what happens now, and that's Tilly, you can hear snuffling away in the background. We're in an interesting phase now. It heads to the lower house. Mm-hmm. The state government have said they'd like the University of Tasmania to have do an assessment of it to understand any unintended consequences or have a look at what might sit within the legislation. Explain how you see the process and what it means for you as champions of this legislation from here.
Look, our initial concern was delaying the bill and delaying the result. However, we are focused on the positive aspect of it, that the implementation period or the implementation date of accessing voluntary assisted dying remains unaffected. Therefore, the implementation date that was agreed of 18 months will take effect from the end of the second reading speech. So that inquiry through UTAS will not affect, will not delay the people being able to access voluntary assisted dying. I also remain confident that it will not change the result of the outcome.
Because I was wondering about that. Sometimes, and not suggesting in this case, but sometimes, you know, further inquiries are suggested as delaying tactics by opponents of legislation.
Sure.
But you're confident that 18 months will commence, the 18-month implementation phase in which we'll find the doctors that want to be part of this, we'll tie up any legislative loose ends, we'll understand better how all of the counselling infrastructure in Tasmania will work, will be put in place over that 18 months,
mm-hmm.
which will start from the second reading speech.
That's right.
How do you feel about the legislation as it is now compared to where it started in terms of how it might have been helpful for your mum? A lot of amendments were made. Are you happy with those amendments?
Look, some of the amendments, yes, we're very happy with, and some we probably would have preferred it in how the bill initially started out, but we can understand why those safeguards have been put in place. So probably the biggest one for us is the six-month prognosis or 12 months for neurodegenerative. Basically, our mum never received a prognosis, so she lived for 11 months from the date she was diagnosed, and up until 9 days before she died, we weren't actually aware that she was dying. So having that six-month time, mum suffered incredibly in the last few months, but to not have that prognosis of, 6 months would have meant that she wouldn't have been able to access.
So her doctor wasn't able to give her, oncologist wasn't able to give her that prognosis?
No.
So what was the perception in your house? And I know this is taking you back to that time, but what was this? There just wasn't an ability to project what the playing out of this cancer might have been on her body.
Yeah, I guess cancer is so varied depending on the type and the aggressiveness of your cancer. And mum, there were a lot of instances and events that happened during the course of mum's cancer diagnosis that were incredibly, incredibly rare, including a stomach perforation. So that was probably the biggest issue for mum. So and up until that point, she had been doing extremely well. And when she had that, I guess that was the turning point for her. I think it's really, really important for doctors to be upfront with their patients and the families of the patients to say, look, do you want to know this is where these are your options? Because I think there would have been a lot of decisions that we made or that mum made for herself that would have been very different to how it played out.
You're on Mornings Around Tasmania. My guests this morning are Jackie and Natalie Gray, and they've been talking to us right through the journey and about their passion for the campaign that's seen the Legislative Council in Tasmania pass voluntary assisted dying legislation. We spoke, Jackie, with the doctors in Melbourne, and there's only a handful of them or relatively few oncologists that want to be involved at this stage. Given that there are far fewer oncologists in Tasmania than there are in Victoria, have you spoken to oncologists who will get on board with this in Tasmania and provide the sorts of diagnosis that will open a gateway to access to VAD?
Look, we have been working with another group, a New South Wales-based group, and we have a database of over 500 Tasmanian health professionals that are willing to be involved with voluntary assisted dying.
Really? And including oncologists, whose role will be critical in this?
I don't have the specifics on me, but I know that there's at least 30 doctors on there, in a large 300, I think there's 300 nurses in total, and these are all people who are willing to be involved in voluntary assisted dying in Tasmania.
What are you hearing from people since you started talking with us and around Tasmania? What are you hearing from people that are desperate to access this legislation?
We're hearing desperate pleas, and these people don't know who to go to. So Nat and I are the people that they're reaching their plea. Sharing their stories with, saying, please, I desperately need you to get this through, do whatever you can. And it's really heartbreaking and very overwhelming for us, because to have that weight on us, we want to be able to get this through for them, but at the same time it is also beyond our control as well. We've done a large portion of the community awareness side of things, but ultimately the deciding factor is now down to our lower house members.
Have you spoken with the Premier?
Yes.
What happened in that conversation? Are you prepared to share that conversation?
Not at this stage.
You just made your pitch, told your story, talked about why you were passionate?
Yes, yes, that's right.
Emily Baker has done the numbers and says she thinks that it has the numbers to pass the Legislative Council. Mm-hmm. How many of the lower house members, the 25 of them, have you spoken to directly about this?
We would have spoken to
12, I would suggest.
Perhaps 12 of them. Mm.
What's your message to Mike Gaffney?
You are an absolute champion. Yeah, no, he's been absolutely incredible. He's obviously had a lot on his plate over the last few years. He has done an absolutely outstanding job and has served Tasmania extremely well.
Do you ever think you'd find yourself in a situation where you're acting as the champion for legislation that was going to be groundbreaking?
No, we were laughing about it this morning, actually, and we were saying how naive we were when we started this campaign. You know, it was just us sharing our mum's story, thinking, okay, you know what, this will probably be over and done within 3 months. You know, it's a really quick process, blah, blah, blah. And here we are, like 10 months on, 11 months on, with this massive campaign. Like our post that we shared yesterday with the breaking news of it passing the upper house has reached over 56,000 people. So it's just absolutely very overwhelming that we have such community support behind us. But, you know, just...
she needs a career in politics.
Yeah, I reckon they should. Really, I'm feeling being paved to a career in politics, Natalie. I'm feeling the career being paved as we speak. What would you both say to those that are opposed to voluntary assisted dying legislation for religious reasons, for other reasons, believe that a better investment in palliative care and following that pathway is what should happen, and that VAD is wrong in principle? You must have met and spoken with a lot of those people through the course of this. What do you say to people listening this morning who will be troubled by VAD?
Voluntary assisted dying is not a new issue. The first bill went to Tasmania in 2009, and here we are still debating the same issue. People talk about improvements in palliative care, but we're still seeing these same issues. We're still seeing people suffer, and one person suffering without that choice is too many, in my opinion. I firmly believe that we, as a democratic society, deserve the right to choose what is right for us in our final moments. I think that we aren't trying to take their choice away from them. It is a choice for the individual, and that's probably the most frustrating
aspect
of the whole campaign, is that we're not taking their choice away. You still have the right to choose your death, the manner of your death, but we also have the right to the death that we want as well.
Natalie, you've turned up to every day of the Legislative Council sittings, and so an extra parliamentary day has been allocated towards debating this in the lower house, and more conversations will be going on there. You've got a 5-day-old. Are you still planning to turn up with Tilly to all of that?
Absolutely. Maybe not with Tilly. We'll see whether she comes out of this newborn haze that she's in, but I'll absolutely be there alongside Jackie. We'll turn up to every single time we're allowed to come into Parliament. We will be there.
You'll be there.
We'll see it through.
Hey, to both of you, thank you so much for coming in this morning. I feel like it's a journey our audience on ABC Radio right around Tasmania, and particularly the audience of the Mornings program, has shared with you your bravery to tell your story. It's been emotional at times. There's lots more debate, challenges, discussion, opposition still to come. But to both of you, thank you for coming in. Jackie, lovely to see you again.
Thank you. You too.
Natalie, congratulations on the birth of Tilly and your determination right through a pregnancy to see this through as well. So thank you to you for coming in as well.
Thanks very much.
On Mornings, that's Jackie and Natalie Gray, and Tilly, who you can hear snuffling away in the background.